Have you ever felt trapped in a cycle of relentless self-criticism, unable to celebrate achievements because you're fixated on tiny flaws? You're not alone. Perfectionism isn't simply having high standards. It's having standards that are unrealistically high and impossible to attain. While striving for excellence often enhances performance, perfectionism paradoxically impairs it. The difference lies in four crucial factors. Whether standards are excessive, can they actually be met? Accurate, must they be met? Beneficial, do they help more than harm? And flexible, can they be adjusted when needed? Consider someone with obsessive-compulsive tendencies washing hands hundreds of times daily, causing physical harm and disrupting daily functioning. This illustrates how perfectionism crosses from helpful to harmful. Modern psychology recognizes distinct perfectionism patterns: self-oriented, imposing unrealistic standards on yourself; other-oriented, demanding others meet impossible standards; and socially prescribed, believing others expect perfection from you. Each carries its own psychological burden. Self-oriented perfectionists often struggle with depression and anxiety. Other-oriented perfectionists damage relationships, and socially prescribed perfectionists experience intense social anxiety and imposter syndrome. Perfectionism likely stems from both biological and psychological factors. While genetics influences personality traits like conscientiousness and neuroticism, learning experiences significantly shape perfectionist tendencies. Through reward, when perfectionism brings success, punishment, criticism for minor mistakes, modeling, observing family members with similar standards, and information from parents, media, or society about expected standards. Cultural factors play a significant role, particularly in achievement-oriented societies, where success often equals perfection. In work settings, perfectionism can sabotage performance. Think of Ronick, a teacher who made more mistakes during observation due to excessive self-focus and spent hours over-preparing lesson plans to the point of exhaustion. Or Heather, whose refusal to take breaks or socialize alienated colleagues despite her intention to impress. She was ultimately passed over for promotion despite technical excellence. In relationships, perfectionism can be devastating. When directed at others, it creates intolerance of differences. A perfectionistic parent might scrutinize every homework assignment, creating tension that leads children to hide report cards or lie about grades. Constant criticism of how others wash dishes, drive, or choose entertainment creates arguments and hurt feelings, slowly eroding intimate relationships. Even leisure activities become another arena for rigid standards and self-criticism. Stephen, a business executive, found learning guitar became another source of stress when he imposed strict practice schedules and unrealistic expectations for rapid mastery. Many perfectionists either make leisure activities unenjoyable through excessive self-demands or avoid them entirely, as work takes precedence over recreation, leading to burnout and isolation. Our interpretations of events, rather than the events themselves, determine our emotional responses. Many perfectionistic thoughts occur so automatically they escape conscious awareness. Several thinking patterns characterize perfectionism. All-or-nothing thinking views situations in extreme terms, right or wrong, perfect or worthless, without recognizing complexity. When directed at others, people can do things my way or the wrong way, it triggers anger. When self-directed, if I lose my temper with my children, I am a bad parent, it produces anxiety, depression, or inadequacy. Filtering involves selectively focusing on negative details while dismissing positive information, like receiving a glowing 2-page performance review but fixating exclusively on one minor criticism. Mind reading assumes you know what others are thinking, specifically that they're thinking negatively about you. Examples include assuming a supervisor's delayed feedback means your report was inadequate, or interpreting a dinner guest's bathroom break as dissatisfaction with your cooking. Tunnel vision involves excessive focus on details at the expense of the bigger picture, missing the forest for the trees. This significantly slows task completion, such as taking hundreds of pages of notes for a 10-page paper or spending hours researching minor purchases. Perfectionism creates a paradox where behaviors intended to maintain control actually lead to disorder and loss of control. These behaviors fall into two categories: those designed to meet unreasonably high standards, checking, reassurance seeking, correcting others, and those involving avoidance, procrastination, giving up prematurely. Overcompensation involves overdoing behaviors to ensure everything is just right, like Natasha leaving 90 minutes early for a 20-minute commute, or Barry backing up documents on 5 separate devices. Procrastination occurs when perfectionists fear they'll never meet their impossibly high standards. Michelle postpones schoolwork because she fears not writing the perfect paper, while Michael delays starting his weight loss plan until the time feels right, 2 years and counting. Some perfectionists persist too long on tasks, interfering with completion and frustrating others. Anne spends too much time on difficult exam questions and runs out of time, while Rashad couldn't limit his wedding guest list, expanding it from 100 to over 300 people out of fear of offending anyone. Others abandon efforts due to anxiety about not reaching their standards. Hans quit guitar lessons despite good progress, while Phyllis left her job despite her supervisor's satisfaction with her performance. Perfectionistic behaviors, like avoiding social events, obsessive checking, and seeking constant reassurance, provide temporary relief but ultimately reinforce anxiety. Modern therapy approaches focus on accepting negative feelings rather than eliminating them. Mindfulness, paying purposeful, non-judgmental attention to the present moment, helps manage perfectionism-related stress. Acceptance and commitment therapy, ACT, transforms treatment through two principles: accepting thoughts and feelings rather than fighting them, and making decisions based on values instead of perfectionist demands. The Emperor Moth story illustrates this well. A moth must struggle through its cocoon to develop flight-ready wings. When observers help by cutting open the cocoon, the moth emerges too weak to fly, showing how avoiding necessary discomfort can prevent growth. Progress requires consistent practice. Question perfectionistic thoughts, test their validity through exposure experiments, and face avoided situations. Stay especially mindful during stressful periods. Remember that progress, not perfection, is the goal. Expect significant improvement with occasional setbacks. These strategies provide tools to manage perfectionism, not eliminate it entirely. The journey from perfectionism to healthy striving isn't about lowering standards. It's about aligning them with reality and your values. What truly matters? The spotless home or the laughter within it? The flawless presentation or connecting with your audience? Perfectionism promises control, but delivers anxiety, procrastination, and paralysis. True freedom comes from accepting that imperfection isn't just inevitable, it's essential for growth and authentic connection. Perfectionism is a lens that distorts your vision, magnifying flaws while blurring strengths. By adjusting this lens, you begin to see yourself and others more clearly, with compassion replacing criticism. These strategies aren't just techniques, they're pathways to a different relationship with yourself. Each time you send that good enough email or share an imperfect creation, you're building new neural pathways toward genuine confidence rather than perfectionism's fragile illusion. Your worth was never dependent on flawless performance. Life's most meaningful achievements emerge not from perfection, but from courage, presence, and authenticity. Now is the perfect time to live this truth.